From RunAsRadio.com, you're listening to Run As Radio, the internet audio talk show for IT professionals with Richard Campbell. This is Brandon Nguyen announcing show number 414, Azure Stream Analytics, with guest Scott Klein. Recorded Friday, March 27th, 2015. Run As Radio is produced each week by Pwop Productions, providing professional media and podcasting services online at pwop.com. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/runasradio.
Thank you, Brandon. This is Richard Campbell, and thanks for listening to Run As Radio. Scott Klein is back. He's the Microsoft Data Platform Technical Evangelist who lives and breathes data, and a former MVP too, right?
Absolutely. Yep. One of the first four original SQL Azure MVPs.
Wow. Back when that was just kind of vaguely a thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it was just a hiccup on the radar. Oh, SQL. We'll roll it into SQL Server.
Those were not happy early days for SQL Azure.
No, I still claim it, but you know, but once people, it's like we were talking about, once they start thinking about it, it's, oh, wait. Right. So you have to change subjects real quick.
Yeah. Well, and it's just that, you know, in my mind was always the important part here was I have an app. I want to move it to the cloud.
Yeah.
It's not at velocity. Like I would never look at it from a velocity perspective. You want a different architecture then, but it's just a simple migration and it will work.
Yep.
Which is something we've done with all the podcasts, you know, Run As Radio runs up on Azure and it uses SQL Azure as a backend.
Yep.
You could probably get away with not doing it, but that's how it was originally built and I don't want to rewrite it.
Well, and it works, so hey.
And it does work, which is all you, and yeah, and I pay, you know, power by the hour ways, so.
Yeah.
And when a show hits really hard, you know, whenever I have Scott Klein on, the thing will scale. I don't have to worry about it.
Right, that's what Azure's all about. Scott Klein's on. We got to scale up.
Yeah, we got to be ready. We got to deal with that. Well, it's been a year or so since you've been on the show. How are things?
Has it been that long? Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Time flies, man.
You know what? And I'm glad to be back. I enjoy doing these. Are a lot of fun.
Well, you know, I'm just trying to understand stuff, and I really appreciate you coming out to help inform me. Where are we going today? What are you worried about?
So I focus on, you know, in the last year. So I'm the data platform, so I focus on anything data. So like we talked about, Azure SQL Database, SQL Server in a VM, Box product SQL Server, and then you know one of the big you know, acronyms, everything's now all about big data, IoT, right? Internet of Things.
It has been beaten to death, hasn't it?
Yeah. And it's such a convoluted, you know, a term now, right? What is big data? What is IoT? And, one of the things I'm really trying to focus on is helping people understand that, you know, people say, you know, even in Microsoft, you know, people will do this thing where I've got a Raspberry Pi, I'm going to hook up a heat sensor to it and go, ooh, look, the light changed when the temperature went up, right? And I'm like, okay, that's not really, it sort of is, but you know, what is IoT? What is big data? And helping people on, you know, this is, you know, it's kind of get their head around and get it to gel in their heads.
Yes.
Really, what is IoT and what does it mean? Because it's such a convoluted state right now. It's what is IoT?
Yeah.
So that's my focus.
Yeah. Just trying to get that concept across. I'm actually coming up on doing a lecture for a friend of mine who's a professor, teaches statistics at the university. And I do for sort of his last class, a case study talk where I talk about here's how statistics will make you a lot of money. And sort of the areas that I've worked in web performance and things like that, where being able to analyze data effectively really matters. And I think, you know, IoT and big data, this is a big area of the issue, is really understanding the data you've got. I don't think the money in IoT is in the little bits of hardware. I think it's in that comprehensive chunk of data.
You're absolutely right. I mean, we use these little bits of hardware to help people understand IoT, right? But I think we have to look at it in a much broader real world scenario. And you're absolutely right. It's about, hey, how do I use this information? IoT is all about understanding, information I already have and information that's coming in, right? So historical and present data and future data. How do I make better business decisions given the data I'm sitting on versus, you know, real time streaming data coming in, you know, around to make better decisions going forward? How do I get that predictive analytics? How do I make those better business decisions?
Right.
And I can't just sit on, you know, it's not just, and we use that hardware just to help illustrate, hey, here's IoT. Or here's how this stuff works.
Yeah, but it's not actually the focus. You can collect data from anywhere. And arguably, that's the important part, is the more different sources of data I have, the more comprehensive view I can have of things.
Well, and that's exactly it. I mean, if you think about what big data is not just, you know, being a SQL guy, you know, and especially as you're explaining big data to people that think live in the relational world, like getting them to think outside that, big data is anything. Right, big data is relational, non-relational, NoSQL, you know, whatever. Just think of it, and you know, if you look at where big data is all about, you know, kind of leads into the data science and understanding and looking into your data and discovering your data and things like that.
Right. Well, and we used to do this with data warehouses, right? Like, this was the business, heck, 20 years back, was trying to bring in these disparate data sources, do that great scrubbing process, the ETL process to load all that data together, and then magic would happen.
Well, and a lot of people, what we can't do is confuse. Yeah, you're right, right? So, there's a great graphic, and I wish I could show it. There's a great graphic that has an X and Y axis, right? And there's, you know, questions we know, or things we know to things we don't know.
Right.
And to questions we're asking to questions we're not asking. And the whole BI sits into this things we know and the questions we're asking area.
Mm-hmm.
Where data discovery and data science fits into the questions or things we don't know and to questions we're not asking, because that's where data discovery is.
Right.
Right. And we can't confuse the two. And a lot of people are looking at, look, you know, we understand ETL. We understand the BI concept, business intelligence, because we, like you say, we've been doing that forever.
Yep.
Right. But this is not data science, because we know that, you know, ETL is all about, yep, I'm going to bring some data in, scrub it, you know, run reports on it. Okay. But ETL, you know, streaming data in, we don't know that data could be coming from anything, and we don't know that data. Plus, what about all this data we've collected over the years, and we don't know, and we don't understand. So we can't confuse those two. I think those are two separate things. One absolutely lends itself to the other.
Yes.
But they're completely different.
Well, and there's an element of reaction time here, too. I think when we think about the analytics side of things, it's very contemplative. There's time to look, to sort of pursue intuition. I'm thinking back to Ralph Kimball's books on this, where it's like you wanted performance because he didn't want to interrupt that sort of intuitive look for new relationships.
Yeah.
Not that it was actually important to react super fast. It was just trying to find stuff you didn't know you were looking for.
Right. Well, and that's the whole thing. Now, one of the big questions about data discovery and understanding your data is, what is that reactionary time? How fast do you need to understand this data?
Right.
Is it real time? Is it near real time?
Well, whenever I ask an executive, he's going to say real time, because real time sounds cool.
Yeah,
sounds like he's responsive. Right. And then you show him the price tag.
Exactly.
And he's like, whoa, hey, okay, not quite real time.
So yesterday or tomorrow is good enough. Right?
Well, especially when you talk about stuff like, my classic one was, how current does the sales data need to be? Up to the minute. Are you really going to reconcile an incomplete day? You know, your sales for the current day is always going to be lower than the previous day because, you know, that day's still happening.
Right.
So there's sort of this concept of granularity of data that I only care when the day's complete to actually be able to compare it against anything.
Well, I think this is where we get into the whole stream analytics, you know, the streaming. You know, you look at big data, you've got Storm.
Yeah.
You know, all these technologies allow you to do data streaming and then act on that data real time, or, you know, pretty close to real time. So what they call near real time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some really interesting, and you know, I don't know if you want to, you know, go down this path, but I mean, this is really interesting stuff, right? If you think about, you know, and can we do this by, keeping the price tag low? And I think this is where we get into the big data, you know, streaming capabilities. It lends itself to, especially like we talked about earlier at the beginning, cloud stuff.
Yeah.
Then you know, my price tag goes not sky high. Right.
Yeah.
To a degree.
Well, you know, and we come from the SQL world. We kept building bigger structures, and stuff got pretty expensive. And you, right. I mean, you sort of said Storm there. I presume you're talking about the Hortonworks Storm.
Yeah. So
and that's
the open
tied
source.
To Hadoop.
Yep. Correct. right? So there's, you know, Hadoop and Storm, but, you know, for Azure, we've got this thing called, you know, the Azure, like we talked about, you know, the purpose of this show, Azure Stream Analytics.
It's right.
Kind of the same thing.
Okay.
Where, but if you think really about it, this is all about taking data. So one of the examples we talked about, it was, think about, you know, a great example is, say you're driving on the road,
yep.
right? And how, you know, it's called connected car is a big thing.
Yeah.
Right? I don't, you heard that term, right? So one of the examples that we've talked about is if I'm driving in the car and it might be raining, right? How fast can I collect in, can my car collect information from other cars around me to know that, hey, there's weather, you know, there might be black ice ahead. So cars are braking.
Yeah.
Right. Things like that.
Well, I mean, just the granularity to be able to pick up on an accident and redo your GPS route
yeah.
to route around it. That's pretty near real time. That's not a trivial thing to do.
Yeah. I mean, and this, yeah, exactly. And that's kind of the things we're talking about because, again, like, just like IoT, you know, the connected car is a big buzzword, but that's real.
Yeah. Right?
That is absolutely real.
It's something everybody can relate to.
Yeah. You know, another example is, you know, think about shopping. You know, you and I both go shopping. We go and we check out and we give this receipt. If you flip that receipt over, you know, there's always coupons, right?
Yep.
So, you know, you and I go buy, you know, let's say Manly motor oil and things like, you know, and, you know, it's a Manly stuff, but you flip the thing over and it's got things for, you know, let's say, not even related closely to what we bought, right?
Yep.
So what the other one of the other scenario is, you know, how more, you know, how real time can we go out and say this guy just bought this, so let's go out and find coupons that relate to the things that he just bought.
Sure.
Right. Things like that. So this is where we, you know, it's pretty close to real time, right? And this is kind of where we're going with, you know, stream analytics is taking this data that, you know, was within seconds or minutes and being able to turn that around and make sense of that data and say, great, we're going to feed that back and do something with it.
Yeah. Well, and you know, the challenge here is, can I catch this guy while he's still in transaction, you know, where the friction of him acting on my offer is as low as possible.
Right. That's exactly it, right? We want to, you know, we see this sort of, you know, we log into Amazon, we log in and say, hey, you bought this, other people recommended this type of thing. We sort of see that's in a kind of high level, but you're spot on. How fast can we react to this data? Right? Because there's, you know, it's all about the faster we know things, the bigger advantage we have over our competitor.
Right.
And that's what streaming and understanding data is all about. The faster I can get data in and make sense of that data and process that data, the faster I can make better business decisions and stay a step ahead of everybody else.
So as a data warehouse guy, right away you're saying, where'd my ETL go? Because I haven't got time for that.
Exactly. Right. An ETL guy's going, you know, this is like when SQL, you know, Azure SQL Database, SQL Azure first came out, all the DBAs went, I'm out of a job. Right, because you know they don't need me anymore, and you know, and so the same thing here. ETL guys going, oh shoot. Right, but you know, that's just like Azure SQL Database. I don't think that's true. You
no.
know, we all, the DBAs are still very much needed, and so is the ETL.
ETL was never the goal. The goal was knowledge. ETL was necessary plumbing. Anytime I can get rid of some plumbing, I'm better off. But it, you know.
Exactly.
Me as the IT guy, let's just stick on the value proposition of how do I get to the real goal faster?
Yeah. We said earlier, ETL is just a part of the whole process.
Yeah.
You know, I'm taking data in, I'm going to do some cleaning, some scrubbing, some understanding, and maybe down the road do some ETL on that, right?
Yeah.
But it's just a part of the process. So we're not kicking out we're not getting rid of ETL.
And your implication there is that I'm still going to do both. That stream analytics I can sort of do up front, but I may still be building a warehouse. Like, that's not a big deal. They're two different things.
Well, exactly. You're not going to do reporting off a streaming process, right? That's right. We do reporting off a ETL process because our ETL process is we're taking that data. We may, like you said, we're cleaning it. We're scrubbing it a little bit. We do some of that in the streaming, right? Because we got this data and got to do analysis on it. Mm-hmm. We may have to do some scrubbing, but we're not going to report off that data because that process is all about understanding the data.
Yeah. I like this, Scott, because it really sort of puts this idea that these are two different things. This is a new capability we could add with Stream Analytics. It's not automatically going to replace the other thing, unless you were starting to do something streamy against your old data warehouse, which I've seen folks try and do. It's hard.
It's hard, and there's a lot of and expensive.
Yeah,
and you're right. This is not a one or the other.
Yeah,
right?
they're not mutually exclusive.
Exactly. They're very complementary, right? Because think about like London does this, right? London has sensors and cameras everywhere.
Right.
Right. They have sensors. I mean, just think about, you know, Seattle doesn't have this, so we don't have a concept of this. But you go to London, there is, you know, subways and these kiosks everywhere, you know, where you enter and leave through the turnstiles, yep. Right? There's cameras and sensors on the streets. These guys collect information just so fast, so fast. But then they have to report on this stuff, right? So there's the whole, I'm gathering information. I can tell at any given time, you know, it within 15-minute, 30-minute increments, who went through, who entered where, you know, how many people entered through what, you know, what tube station, things like that.
Yes.
Right? We know that because we stream that data in, but then you still have to take that data and do something with it to make sense of that data.
Absolutely. Right? Scott, give me 1 second here. I want to pay the bills because Run As Radio is brought to you by ScriptRock, the makers of Guardrail and the fighters of Configuration Drift. Configuration Drift happens in every environment from 5 nodes to 5,000. Guardrail will find and scan the configs of every node in your environment, no matter the platform, and alert you to changes happening across machines. Give it a try for 3 months free with the coupon code RUNASRADIO, all one word, at scriptrock.com/RUNASRADIO. All right, I feel like we spent the first half of the show setting the stage.
Yep.
Because now I totally get the, you know, a problem like London with that massive amount of data, and there's so much good information in there. How do you organize it? How do you be able to react in timely enough that people can really benefit from it?
Right. So so let me make sure I understand your question. You're just asking how fast can we understand this data?
Well, and I'm not worried about fast. It's got to be fast enough. Like if you're collecting all that flow in and out of a tube station to know what stations are busy. You know, where should we put more resources or where should people avoid? Being able to just build a congestion map, that's not that easy to do with this much data moving around.
You know, how do I answer that? I think there's, you know, there's the collecting the data and then how fast we need to understand that data. You know, I think a better example would be, you know, because I think they're saying, all right, we're going to do historical data. We're going to collect all this data and then maybe do some reporting on that data. Say, all right, well, we had this many people. So they'll make decisions later on based on how many people entered and left through this specific tube station, things like that, right? One of the other scenarios that we were looking at, I mean, think about it. Because we talked about this another guy. I was just over at SQL Bits in London, and we were talking to this guy about kind of this scenario. And he brought up he's a Formula One fan.
Right.
Right. So think about all the, you know, just the way the technology improvements and advancements on a Formula One car. Think about these guys are censor these cars to death, right? They want to know not only from the car, but from the rider itself, the driver. Right. His health, his heart rate, things like that. And how fast. So they can actually make adjustments to the car while the car's in motion. So I think that's a better example of I'm bringing in just loads and loads and loads of data every second from the car and the driver itself. Yep. And then report it, you know, and not, you know, dashboarding that data and then making adjustments real time to that car in motion.
Yeah. That's right? Terrifying.
Terrifying. But, you know, if you're a driver and, you know, it's like NASCAR, you got to pit, right?
Right.
Hey, you know, they pit and they got to, you know, do whatever. But, you know, in Formula One, you know, these guys can do some interesting stuff real time.
That's amazing. So when we talk about Microsoft's analytics, the Stream Analytics thing.
Yep.
I mean, are you talking a real scenario there when you talk about F1? Like, do you guys do that?
Well, so, I mean, I don't know how. So I know they do to some level of that.
Yes.
And I know that we have teams that have been talking to Formula One. I just don't know what to depth. So I don't want to set
an expectation
that we're, you know, how I know that's real. I just don't know what to how what depth that's real. I know that they've been talking with teams like that. So I just don't want to set expectations.
Of course.
That, you know, but I know that that's fairly real and to some level, right?
So I still want to get into this analytics side of things because the tooling around this, because I've probably got reporting and so forth already. So how do I add this into the mix?
The way Azure Stream Analytics works is you're basically saying, all right, I've got data. You know, it's a pipeline, right?
Yeah.
I've got data coming in and I've got data going out. So you're basically going into Azure, creating a Stream Analytics service, mm-hmm. and then firing up, Visual Studio, creating your pipeline and things like that, and saying, okay, here's my inputs and here's my outputs. And those outputs could be, data warehouse. It could be Azure SQL Database.
Right.
It could be SQL Server. It could be some other mechanism. It's, you know, where are you storing that data? And then how do I report on that? So it's like I think you said earlier and alluded to it earlier. This is the precursor to ETL.
Sure. And right? What are the input sources?
Well, input sources could be, again, anything.
Right.
Right. So we need to understand that, again, from the big data picture, data, you know, they call it the three V's, right? Mm-hmm. Volume, variety, and velocity.
Right.
Right. So the mass amounts of data, the variety, so that data can be, you know, the stream analytics is certainly a part of this. The type of data can be anything. You know, and if you look at the amounts of data and the different types of data, you know, we think of it in a relational world, but you know, data is coming in from, you know, another big keyword is NoSQL, right?
Yes.
Or document data stores, mm-hmm. or things like that. So this data could become our sources, could be anything really.
And more is clearly better.
Yeah, absolutely. More is clearly better because it helps us better understand our business and our products.
And you did say Visual Studio. So do we need a dev in the loop for this?
Yeah. So right now it's not, I wish we could say it's plug and play.
Yeah.
But, you know, right now it's because you got to be able to say, all right. So if you think about it,
mm-hmm.
you know, let's look at the pipeline, right? So I got to bring data in. So I got to basically say, where's my data coming from? And then what am I doing with that data and where am I sending it to? So there's some, manual intervention to say, hey, I need to bring this data in. And we'll call it, for lack of a better word, a connector.
Right? Yep.
Bring data in. Then I got to do something with that data. And what you do with that data is completely up to you. But right now from a Azure Stream Analytics side, it's, you know, there's some hands on, you know,
sure.
not quite plug and play, but then I say, okay, I'm going to do something with this data. Done. Go.
Right? Nice. And if you've got apps that are already living in Azure, is that automatically easier or does it not make any difference?
It doesn't make any difference, honestly.
Okay. But one way or the other, we need some insertion point into applications to feed data over to the streaming service.
Yeah. I mean, we're basically, so there's going to be, one of the big things is that you're going to plug into is, so we're going to throw some other acronyms out here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take Stream Analytics, throw that over to the Azure, you know, the Event Hub. We may do some, you know, Azure Service Bus stuff, to do messages and things like that. But, you know, there is a wide variety. So let me just say it this way, because typically you're not going to have an Azure Stream Analytics service standing by itself.
Right.
Right. Because that data is going to come in and you're going to want to do something with that data, right? Based on the type of data. So this is where we plug it up to the Event Hub, and Event Hub says, all right, based on this data, I'm going to go cause an event or go execute an event. And this event can do X, right? Based on this type of data, or execute this based on this type of data,
mm-hmm.
right? Azure Stream Analytics is not a standalone, right, service per se.
Sure.
You're going to use, you know, other Azure services based on, because it's a part of the big data umbrella, right? So I'm going to bring data in, do something with it, send it out.
And it doesn't make sense to me, if we care about streaming, that you would try and pick it off of the back end anyway. You want to get to it before it gets to the back end.
That's correct.
Am I wrong? Yeah.
Let me make sure I understand your question.
Well, yeah, I've got an existing website that's taking orders. It's being written to my order database and so forth. I mean, in theory, I could be reading that data from the order database. It just seems like that's kind of late in the chain, that I'd rather have Stream Analytics sitting further up the path, getting that information as soon as it's before it's even written to the database.
Oh, by that's exactly right. Right?
Okay.
The stream analytics part is further up in the stack, right? This is one of the first things that's gonna pick the data up.
Mm-hmm.
So stream analytics is all about high volume processing, right? It's all about taking data, streaming data in very fast, and then doing something with that data, right?
The corollary of that is also not impairing my existing workflow or slowing anything down.
Oh, absolutely correct. So yeah. There's some sweet spots where stream analytics is gonna fit, right? So I think, to answer your question, I would not hook up streaming, what we typically see, I'm probably not going to hook up stream analytics into my application. This is more upstream,
right,
as you say, right? Because it's going to pick up some data that my application will probably use further down the stream.
Right. Okay. And I think that's an important part of this is, where do I grab this? When do I push over to it? Obviously, I want to do it all asynchronously and
yes,
completely separately. But now, I've got the stream of data coming in. How do I analyze it? I've got it to the event hub. Now what?
Well, so it's a couple steps, right? So I've got my event source and whatever that data is. So let's say like a device temperature thing, right? And I've got, like here at Microsoft, right? We've got device temperatures all over creation, right? So mm-hmm. We're collecting this data. We're going to collect this data through the event hub and maybe send messages through Service Bus. Stream analytics is then going, we're going to use stream analytics to filter, analyze, and aggregate that data, right? And then at that point, we do something with that data. So I may send it somewhere else. So for example, I may take that data and say, all right, I've collected all this data. I may send that data to Azure SQL Database, for example, or to SQL Server, so let's keep it in the cloud, right? So Azure SQL Database.
Right.
So it's the process. I think I've got data. I'm going to pick it up, process that, analyze it, aggregate that data, and then send it to some destination. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Question, right? And we could, from a high level, that's essentially it. So I'm going to crack open, create my Azure Stream Analytics service. I'm going to, create my endpoints. I'm going to work, and get, again, I wish, somewhat plug and play, but not totally plug and play, and then get, Event Hub and Stream Analytics talking together so that, when data comes in, I'm going to execute some event based on that data that's coming in and send that data to a destination.
Right. And so, do I need a developer here again, maybe build a dashboard or, create some new visualizations for that real timeness?
Yeah. So we're sort of keeping developers employed a little bit here.
Well, I got to do something.
I got to do something, right? Yeah, exactly. Yes. And so, there's a, without, getting too, textbook, there's plenty of examples out on, azure.com that, walk you through, hey, here's how, basically here's how you set it up. Here's configured. Open Visual Studio, create your tables, create things like that, right? Mm-hmm. So, and there's a whole development tab. So again, I'm going out and I'm creating a Visual Studio to do, do my input stream, my data streams, my querying, my job monitoring, things like that, right? So, creating my stream analytics jobs, and we didn't talk about jobs, but, basically creating jobs keeping the developer employed because he's got to go say, all right, data's coming in from here. I'm routing it to here. Connect that into Event Hub.
Right.
Do X, Y, and Z on it. Yep. And disseminate that information.
I mean, this almost sounds like a workflow tool, but is it actually code based?
To agree. So, when I actually had, this is kind of a, and I don't want to, I don't want to muddy the waters a little bit, but as I was many months ago when, Stream Analytics was coming out and, I had the PMs on. So I do this Data Expose show on Channel 9 and I actually interviewed them and I really looked at it and I said, if you think about it, what's the difference between this and, BizTalk?
Right.
Right. Cause BizTalk's the same thing. I bring data in, I process it, and I send it out. And the major difference is, there's some they basically said, look, from a high level processing standpoint, you know, the architecture,
yep,
you can draw some similarities, some conclusions that these are very similar,
yes,
right? But the major difference is that it's called stream analytics for a reason. It's data streaming. I can stream data in for, you know, real time, where, you know, not that I'm a BizTalk, a guru at BizTalk, but, you know, BizTalk doesn't do, you know, BizTalk does a listener. Hey, if I drop a file in here, do this, pick right up the data, right? Stream analytics is I am streaming in just loads and loads of data real time, right? Just as just bringing, you know, so if you think about what stream analytics is, this is I'm bringing in just mass amounts of data, real time data, right? And that's the difference. I'm still going to bring it in, so I still have to do some coding to figure out what do I want to do with this data, but it's real time data, and that's the difference.
And again, it's sort of, so you're not stopping the flow. You're sort of letting it rush by and grabbing the pieces that you need. You know, I think of BizTalk is very much an endpoint mentality. Every transaction processed and recomputed, so forth. This seems a little less latent, a little less intense. I'm working with a lot more data. I would hope that this scales really neatly.
Well, and think about, you know, one of the benefits of this, and you're spot on, is Azure, right? Mm-hmm. This is Azure Stream Analytics. So I spin up an Azure. If I need to scale this, I can scale it just like I can any other service.
Right.
Right. And you're right in that I'm not, this is not a pause in the workflow. This is real time data. I'm not taking data in and I can't remember. How did you say that? I'm not pausing it anywhere.
Yeah.
You're
not the endpoint.
It's in and out and very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Right? Keep moving the information along.
Keep moving information along and drop it where it needs to go.
Yes.
So it's not, there's no pause in there anywhere.
Well, as I said, this is something we add to an existing application. You already know what the endpoints are. We're just able to grab some additional information from that stream going by and create a dashboard, create a new visualization of the data as it gets processed.
Yep. Exactly.
So that's really interesting stuff. So where do folks go to get more?
So for now, one of the great things is we have great documentation out there, mm-hmm, right? So you can go to, if you type azure.com in the browser, it'll take you to azure.microsoft.com. So and what I really like about this is they've done a good job. So if you just azure.com, it takes you to azure.microsoft.com. And on that site, there's a whole slew of documentation around Azure Stream Analytics. If you click on the documentation link, and we got documentation by service. So right under the analytics section, there's Stream Analytics.
Yeah.
Go in there, and there's explore, develop, manage, getting started guides, developer guides. And what's really cool is that you spin this up, you do some stuff in the cloud. It says, hey, create a database. So what it walks you through is a very good example of I'm taking data from here. I've got my Azure Stream Analytics service and I'm putting data back in an Azure SQL database, right?
Absolutely.
And it's kind of high level, but it walks you through. Hey, here's how this stuff works, right? Not that complicated. The whole goal is just basically to say, hey, I've got this data. I want to route it. So I've got my stores. I've got my event hub. I've got Stream Analytics. I'm going to take that into data stores, like we talked about, right? One of the whole things around this is, the reporting of this. And what it walks you through is, like we talked about, it's start to finish. It really paints this nice end-to-end scenario that says, all right, I've got my data sources. I've got my event hubs. I have Stream Analytics. Got my destinations in a SQL relational database. But then on the flip side, I've got a dashboard that shows me the results of all this data, right? So mm-hmm. We talked about the stream analytics and the ETL side. Great. Here's my dashboard. Here's my reporting mechanism after bringing all this data in through stream analytics.
Fantastic stuff.
Right. Great. So a great way to get started right through that and walks you through this scenario. It's really, if you were alluding to this, I probably missed it, so I apologize. But from a developer perspective, you know, anytime we have to, you know, we deal with stuff like this, people sort of possibly shy away and go, holy crap, that's too complicated. It's really not that, it's not that complicated. We try to make it very easy for you to go, you know what, here's how you spin up a stream analytics service. Here's how you spin up an event hub. Here's how you spin up, you know, a service bus type of scenario, and then plug these together, you know, very, very easily to work well together.
Man, it feels like something you could get into gradually. You know, you painted that one scenario of, hey, if a guy is interested in these products, maybe he's interested in this one as well, you could quickly react and make that offer to him. You don't have to build everything, just work on that one bit, and it would integrate with the existing software that you've got to pick up that data and react really quickly to it. I think that's an interesting angle on this.
Exactly. Exactly it, right? So I don't have to know, you know, all these components. I can say, let me focus on this one and understand that, right? And then become good at that, right? I don't have to know the entire stack of the big data stuff to work with, you know, streaming data.
Well, this feels like something I want in my IT toolkit so that when I get a requirement for that kind of fast reaction, I'm not talking about re-engineering whole apps. I'm talking about, let's just add this bit to this existing app with this fast capability and see what we get.
Well, so what the whole goal of Azure was, you know, think about a smorgasbord. You know, I walk in, all you can eat. I don't have to eat everything.
Yep.
I can take pieces of it, right? Yeah. So let me just take Stream Analytics because I want to add this to my app. Like you say, I want to add this to my application. So, okay, great. I'm going to understand this and add it to my application or to complement my application because I want to stream data in.
Scott, this is such fun stuff. I feel like we're just getting started here because probably spent another hour talking about it.
Well, you know, it'd be interesting because I think what we do, it'd be fun to come back and talk about, hey, how do we plug in Stream Analytics to some of these other data services? You know, how do we stitch some of these other data services together, right? You know, what is Event Hub and how does that work, right? So if I'm looking at Stream Analytics, I kind of get that. But in the terms of a developer standpoint, what are these other data services and how do I use these together to solve and make sense of my data? Right? Yeah,
build those new opportunities.
I think we're just scratching the surface.
Scott Klein, thank you so much for coming back to the show.
Oh, man, Richard, thank you so much for having me. This is a lot of fun.
You bet. And we'll talk to you next week on Run As Radio.